Even though we've finally received some rain in the last couple of weeks, we're still a long way from where we need to be, and severe drought conditions in California are having a big effect on just about everyone, including the birds. I'm Wendy Dahlia from the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary in Tiburon, with a brief look into birds and nature in and around San Francisco Bay. This week, we focus on some of the impacts the drought is having on birds. This is Bay Birds. Let's first focus on our wetland birds. California has lost a great deal of wetland habitat over the years, making the small amount of habitat that remains all the more precious. With the drought, these literal oases are getting even less water than usual. The rivers and streams that feed these wetlands are dry, and government allocations of water to wetland refuges have been cut dramatically, especially in the Central Valley. And now legislation has been introduced into Congress that would cut these allocations even further. Water birds that rely on these wetlands as staging grounds for migration, overwintering, or breeding are not finding enough of the habitat they need, causing some to skip important rest stops and continue with their migration and little rest. Those birds that do stop must crowd together in the limited areas where there is water, putting them at greater risk of disease. We've seen massive bird die-offs resulting from this type of crowding. Add in additional stresses of limited food resources within these wetlands, and the picture becomes even more concerning for water birds. With natural wetlands going dry, many birds will try to make use of other wet areas along the landscape, specifically agricultural areas. Sadly, the crops being prioritized for water are not the ones that are most hospitable to birds. Rice or alfalfa fields provide great alternate habitat for water and shorebirds, but they're not on the priority list. The other drawback of birds being forced into farmland is the potential risks they face there. The best example of this is the tricolored blackbird, which Audubon, California has been working hard to protect. Huge colonies of the bird make their nests in the wheat grown on dairy farms, but often their chicks aren't able to fledge before the farmer must harvest the field, resulting in huge losses for tricolored blackbirds. Let's switch our focus to the great saline lakes in California's interior, Mono Lake, Owens Lake, or Salton Sea. These lakes host millions of shorebirds every spring during migration, but the ecology of these places is incredibly delicate. Less water may cause a spike in salinity that could decimate the brine fly population that all those shorebirds rely on for food. Speaking of flies, many songbirds rely on flies and other bugs for food. Less water in the environment means lower hatching levels for these insects. And while we may enjoy the reprieve from such flying pests, the drop in the insect population means less food for our local and migratory songbirds. As Audubon, California's Coastal Stewardship Director Andrea Jones points out, it can take a few years to really see the impact of drought. In most cases, birds don't just visibly die off. Instead, they just don't reproduce, and you'll see the population levels decline for several years. So let's keep our fingers crossed that the rains will still come. Perhaps get out and drum up your best rain dance. And remember, every small step you take to help conserve water in and around your home and workplaces, or wherever you are, is water that can remain available to birds, other wildlife, and our plants. Well, that's it for this week's edition of Bay Birds, a production of Radio Sausalito and Audubon, California. Podcasts of this and each of our programs can be downloaded free from radiosausalito.org and from iTunes Music Store. For more information about our programs at the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary, located in nearby Tiburon, visit us on the web at richardsonbay.audubon.org. This is Wendy Dahlia from the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary. Until next time, get out and enjoy the birds in and around our fantastic bay.